back here on Downtown, and it's time for our weekly visit with John Corrales of Boston Sports Journal and the Locked On Celtics podcast. Hello there, John.
Hello there, sir. How are you?
Well, I'm great. It's so good to talk with you when you're not trying to negotiate Boston rush hour traffic.
It's nice to be seated comfortably at home where I can give you my full undivided attention.
Oh, we love that. So I'm wondering if maybe I was not giving the Celtics my full undivided attention. Did the return of Kristaps Porzingis come a little bit out of left field, or was that just me?
No, it was not just you. We knew it was coming soon. I honestly thought the timeline was going to be more like next week.
Mm.
It made sense that he had gone through that practice. They had sent the main Celtics down to Boston to practice with him. So that went how it went. He didn't talk to us on Friday in Washington. So we thought, okay, usually a player will kind of get, you know, talk to the media as he's getting ready to return. But yeah, he came out of nowhere, and I thought that he would maybe talk to us tomorrow at practice and then come back either Friday against Chicago or one of the games next week. But they snuck one past us, you know, snuck it through the five hole. But it was good to have him back.
Well, yeah, and had a nice night, but it's not just what he puts on the stat sheet. It's the way he changes the other team's approach to the game.
Yeah, I mean, he's a great rim protector. He challenged, I think, 10 two-pointers from the Clippers. So you're now turning the corner, and 7'2", Kristaps Porzingis with a 7.5-foot wingspan is challenging your shot, as opposed to maybe Luke Kornet or Nemish Keita or somebody else. It's just a different animal when Porzingis is out there challenging shots. So that was that helps the perimeter defense be a little bit more aggressive. Peyton Pritchard, Jaylen Brown kind of said that last night, where, you know, you could play up on your guy a little bit more. You don't have to worry so much about getting beat, because if you do, he's back there to kind of help out. And on top of that, you know, on the other end, he adds to points in the paint that the Celtics are going to score. So that helps even out what has been Boston's biggest weakness. So it's very helpful in that regard.
I hope Joe Mazzulla, next time the team is gathered around, puts on the tape of the second quarter last night and says, right here, let's do this every night.
Yeah, I think it's Joe Mazzulla makes a big mistake every game by not telling his team to shoot 70% from the field. It's a big weakness of his.
Yes. Oh, yes.
In my opinion, he should be telling the Celtics to shoot 70% on high volume 3-point shooting all the time. That would make my job a lot easier.
Right.
They hit everything. They were 1 of 10 at one point from three. What were they, like 3 of 12? They really turned it on when they needed to turn it on. And that second quarter was as dominant a second quarter as I've seen. Jaylen Brown was incredible in the second quarter. He had basically in a 2-minute stretch, he scored, I think, 10 points in 2 minutes and was created more and had a couple of great defensive plays in the middle of it. It was one of the most dominant stretches I've seen him play. He was a plus 22 in that second quarter. So, that was incredible execution. And after a tough first quarter, they come out and hit everything in the second quarter. That high volume shooting, it got them by when their shots weren't falling. That's why I always talk about the volume. You have to get that volume up there, so in case you're not shooting well, you can still hit some shots and keep up. But when you're hitting the shots and you're putting up the volume, then you score 51 points in a quarter and set a record for most three-pointers made.
We're talking with John Corrales here on Downtown. Well, that effort and performance by Jaylen Brown, has got you thinking that we could maybe see another level from Jaylen Brown?
Yeah, I think Porzingis coming back is a game changer for Jaylen. They just have such great chemistry together. I think they, you know, we've seen it last year. They were kind of instant chemistry. And this year, again, right away, the play that stuck out to me was, I want to say third quarter or maybe second quarter, where Jaylen Brown cuts back door and Kristaps Porzingis finds him with a nice little bounce pass. He ends up getting fouled, so it doesn't even go down as a shot attempt. It's one of those plays that kind of gets lost to history, but it was a backdoor cut that Jaylen hasn't really been making this year. And last year, he got at least a bucket almost like every game, it felt like, every other game on those backdoor cuts. Some games he'd get two or three. So Porzingis coming back, Jaylen hasn't had a backdoor cut for a bucket all year long yet. And now Porzingis comes back and boom, first game, there it is, an opportunity for one. That chemistry between the two of them, I think, just unlocks Jaylen to be more than he's been. And he's been pretty good. But I think it's going to unlock a level of his game that could take him from, hey, he's probably an all-star, but to, he's probably an all-NBA player. So it's definitely a game changer for him.
Did I see you note last night that the team may have taken a page from the main Celtics playbook?
Oh, yeah. There's a backdoor cut from from Jason Tatum. I was talking to Sam Hauser after the game. They ran a play where Tatum cut back door, fakes like he's going up for a screen, cuts back door, and Drew Holiday finds him for a backdoor cut. That's a play that Sam Hauser said they took with them from Maine from a few years ago. It was funny. He was joking in the locker room because Drew Holiday was like, oh, you got dunks off of that? He goes, well, I didn't get dunks, but I got layups. So a little bit of a different play with Sam Hauser than Jason Tatum.
A few nights off for the team, then back at it against the Bulls Friday. And this will be, the last game of pool play for the NBA Cup?
Yes, sir. Yeah. So there's still some moving parts here. The Celtics, if they win, I think they have a pretty strong chance of advancing to the knockout rounds. But it's possible that they may still have to... point differential might still be a factor there. So once again, we got the Bulls and the Celtics in the last pool play game with point differential potentially on the line. So the Celtics, we might get another running up the score situation like we did last year. But we'll see how that goes. But that's going to be the situation.
All right. John Corrales, Boston Sports Journal, Locked On Celtics podcast. John, we thank you as always. Hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and we'll check in with you again next week.
Thanks to you, and same to you and all the listeners.
All right, thank you, John. We'll see you then.
Yeah.
John Corrales every Tuesday, talking Celtics here on Downtown.